Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching comes from a recent seminar that Andrew did in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. This classic teaching on spirit, soul, and body is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
If you are, just any kind of thing, depressed, discouraged, those send out toxic thoughts, negative thoughts that change the combination on that cell, and it starts allowing sickness and disease and cancer and things like this into these cells. And this is what the medical doctors are saying. This is basically the same thing that the Bible is saying, that your words have power in it. And if you are listening to words or speaking words that are death, those are toxic words that just break down the body, that expose us to cancers and sickness and disease that normally a normal healthy person wouldn't have. Did you know that every person has cancer cells in their bodies, potential cancer cells? But the normal person will reject them. They don't grow. They don't attach. They don't begin to multiply. There has to be something wrong with you that allows this cancer to start growing. And I don't claim to understand all of this, but again, this medical book is saying it was these toxic thoughts, these negative words and things and opinions that cause our body to break down and not reject these cancer cells. This is what the Bible is saying. We listen to doubt and unbelief. It affects every cell in your body. It knows what you believe. Every cell in your body knows what you believe. And if you believe that one-third of the world is going to die by avian flu, and then you get sick, you're just convinced that it's the avian flu. And you start operating in fear and speaking negatively, you know what? Your body starts getting sick. And you allow that kind of stuff. And somebody will sit there and say, well, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed. But your body isn't convinced because you say all kinds of things that you don't mean. You get mad and you say things that it's not true. I had a man come forward this afternoon who wanted prayer because he fights depression and he just has terrible depression. And he says, I need prayer. And I said, you don't need prayer. You need to change the way you think. And he says, no, I've got a chemical imbalance and all this. And I said, no, that's not true. The Bible says, as you think in your heart, that's the way that you are. If you're depressed, it's because you are thinking on depressing things. And anyway, this man started saying a number of things to me, but I just kept telling him, no, it's the way you think. You've got to change the words that you speak. And I said, you know with your head things that are true, but you don't feel that way. And so you say things that you know you don't mean. And he says, what do you mean? And I said, like, you know that there are people who love you. I said, there are people who reach out to you, who've tried to help you. I said, I bet you that Christians have come up and said that they're praying for you and they've tried to help you and you've had people lay hands on you and pray. And he said, oh yeah, all of those things have happened. And I said, but I can guarantee you that you get depressed and you say things like, nobody loves me. Nobody cares. And he said, that's absolutely true. And I said, so you know the truth that people do love you and people do care, but you feel this. And so you say things that you really know not to be true. That's hypocrisy. That's a lie. And you know what that does? That communicates with every cell in your body that he doesn't believe his words. Words aren't important. They don't mean anything. He says things that he doesn't mean. People will come up and, you know, a woman will walk up and say, do you think that this dress makes me look fat? And many of you will be thinking, boy, it really does. But you'll say, oh no, you just look so wonderful. You know what that is? That's a lie. Now, I'm not going to go out of my way to offend people. But if you were to ask me that, you shouldn't ask me that unless you want to hear the truth. I'd be as polite as I could and say, well, you know, why don't you go ask Jamie or something? But I am not going to lie. I'm not going to say one thing out of my mouth and think another. If you come up to me and give me a book, I've had people give me books and say, will you read this book? I'm not going to say, oh yeah, I'll read your book and then not read it, because I get given hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of books. I wouldn't have any time to study the Bible if I read every book that somebody gave me. If somebody comes up and gives me a book, I'll just say thank you and I'll receive it. And I might look at it, and if the Lord spoke to me, I might read it. But you know, I'm not going to tell somebody I'm going to read your book if I can't read your book. It's a lie. And some people think, well, that you shouldn't offend people. I don't intend to offend people, but I'm just saying that if you say over here, oh yeah, I'm going to do that, and you know you never are going to do that, and you do something else, you have just confused your whole body. And then you're going to all of a sudden take authority over cancer and say, cancer, in the name of Jesus, you're dead, and I am now healed by the stripes of Jesus. Your body's going to say, what makes these words any different than any other words? You have to believe that the words you speak come to pass. And if you don't believe your own words, your body won't believe your own words. The cancer won't believe your words. The infection won't believe your words. The pain won't believe your words. You can't live over here in lies and deception and just saying things that you don't mean and listening to words that 90% of them are lies, and you just use it for background noise and don't even pay attention to it. You can't live that kind of a life and then over here all of a sudden say, in the name of Jesus, I'm healed, and see it work. That's hypocrisy. And this is where most of us live. We live in a world where words don't mean anything. And you can prove that by the contracts and the number of lawyers we have. Even if you sign a contract, if you have a good lawyer, it doesn't mean anything. You can get out of it. You can excuse behavior. People's words doesn't mean much anymore. People say all kinds of things. You are not going to see the supernatural power of God released out of you until you start understanding that God gave us death and life in the power of our words, and you're going to have to start speaking right words and reject wrong words and be quick to condemn them. You know, I won't turn over there, but in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, this is a familiar passage to a lot of people, and it says, no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, thus saith the Lord. That verse says that every tongue that comes against you, you shall condemn. That means that if somebody says something negative against you, you've got to condemn it. You've got to judge it. You've got to expose it, or those words will affect your heart. Man, that's a powerful truth. You know, because of what I've just been saying, I don't watch a lot of news. Most of the news I get is in the car. I spend a lot of time driving, and I, at the top of the hour in the United States, these stations will come on with a news broadcast, and it's usually 2 or 3 minutes long. And I figure you can't do much damage in 2 or 3 minutes. And so that's about, if we go to war, I'll hear about it. It'll make the headlines. If something major happens, I'll hear about it. So that's kind of how I get my news, is in little 2 and 3 minute things. But even then, they'll say terrible things. And I remember they come on and they said, well, it's flu season. They're predicting that so many million people are going to get the flu. Have you got your flu shot? You know what? I'll never hear words like that. And you can ask Jamie. If we're in the car together and if they say something like that, I'll say, it's not flu season for me. In the name of Jesus, I am not going to get sick. By His stripes, I am healed. And I won't let somebody say that it's flu season. I won't let somebody say that once you reach a certain age, you can expect this to happen and you can expect that to happen. I'll say, no, sir, Moses was 120 years old and his eyesight wasn't dim, nor his natural force abated. Nobody's going to confess weakness and sickness over me. Nobody's going to confess that, well, the economy's bad and everybody's drawing back and everybody's fearful now. I'm not going to let somebody say things like that without me countering it and saying, not me. My God supplies all of my need. You know what I'm doing? I am condemning those words. If I'll deal with negative words when they come to me, they'll never penetrate me. I don't have to get in there and pray them out and spend 5 hours countering the ungodliness and the unbelief that's spoken. But if I don't say it because I'm afraid I'm going to offend somebody or people might not understand what I'm doing, and so I don't say something, then when I get home, those words will be going over in my mind and I'll have to get into the Word and start praying. And it may take me 4 or 5 hours to get my heart back to a place to where it's focused on God and only believing the truth. I know some of you are thinking, oh man, how do you live in this day and age? This is what Jesus is talking about. Death and life are in the power of words, and most of us just let terrible, ungodly... Many of you watch things on television where people yell at each other and have fights and scream. They say things that you don't believe. They're just living in common marriages. They aren't married to each other. There's no commitment. It's not a man and a wife. It's two men together doing all kinds of ungodly things. And you just watch this for entertainment and let unbelief and doubt and terrible things parade in front of you. You let the sewage of the world flow through your mind. And then all of a sudden you're going to stand up and in the name of Jesus, I...
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the subject of spirit, soul, and body. This teaching series was recorded at a special Holland GTS in Amsterdam. It's available in a 3-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM231 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep gospel truth on this station Monday through Friday.
These truths that I've been sharing are just things that I've got hundreds of teachings on this. You could go to my website and you could click on there and actually download free of charge hundreds of my teachings on this. We've got television programs, radio programs. One of the things that I'm really excited about is my Andrew Womack Living Commentary, where I have verses in the Bible that I've written footnotes on. And we call it a living commentary because I'm still writing those footnotes. So you can either get the program as it is, a one-time purchase, or you can sign up and monthly get updates where you get up to 400 or 500 footnotes. Check that out at awmi.net.